I'm Maya Jensen, and this is Live from Studio A. We are welcoming so many bands to the studio, live music all day today, and in fact, two bands on the local starting at 5 and coming up at 2, Hannah Ray. But right now, we have live from Studio A, Actual Wolf. Hey, welcome to the studio.
What's happening?
Great to have you here in the studio, and welcome back to Duluth.
It's very good to be back in Duluth. It's always good to be back in northeastern Minnesota.
Well, it's been an exciting week, and you're in all the way from sunny California, and you might know Eric Pollard from the Dukes of Hubbard, maybe Retribution Gospel Choir, and of course, his solo rise as Actual Wolf. Well, yes. Let's kick it off with a tune, and we'll talk about Homegrown, maybe some new music, and California.
Sounds good. It's a brand new one. It's a real positive number. Called If I Die Here. I left the place a mess, and it doesn't even matter anyway, because it didn't even matter yesterday, and now it's over. And you're leaving here. Always seem to be missing the point. Spend a little more time, keep casing the joint. I guess forever. No, if I die here, if I die here in my sleep, all this tortured love I keep, there's an honesty to you. And if I die here, well, I left the place a mess, and I left your records where they lay. All that trash still sounds the same, and it's going nowhere. A little this and that, a little more nerve to dull my ache. Ain't nothing left, that's all it takes. Just move along now. If I die here, if I die here in my sleep, all the memories I keep, I ain't nothing without you. And if I die here, if I die here in my sleep, all this tortured love I keep, there's an honesty to you. If I die.
Actual Wolf live from Studio A. Now,
hey.
That is kind of a sad song. Gets you thinking.
It's a happy song, but it's a sad song. Kind of like all my songs.
Right, yeah. Very lyrical, kind of a delightful tune.
Yeah, happy sounding. But you know, just it's like a day. They're all just basically David Gray tunes. If you're familiar with the year 2000, David Gray.
Right. Well, what inspired that one? Maybe not David Gray.
Working out in Oakland, California, which is a very dangerous place, but a very beautiful place. So I figured I would write a song that reflected a lot of people's feelings towards, you know, beauty and love and all that stuff, but then also
big city living,
heartbreak, yeah. You know, all the classic stuff.
So you've relocated to Oakland, and yep. You're doing the West Coast thing, playing gigs and playing with the LTs.
Yeah, the LTs. Yeah, they're my very, very good band. If my Minnesota band is a 10, the LTs are a 9.7. So they're a good band. It's taken me a long time to put them together. About a year or more, year and a half maybe, to finally get the band together. But we're starting to play some bigger shows now and starting to charge a little bit, so it's good.
Fantastic. And you've been, so many listeners, there's a lot of fans out there, and we all have our favorite songs. Maybe that's Hollow Heel or Give Me Your Gun or Victims and Things.
I like all those songs.
Right? Your catalog is ever growing. You're putting out new music. You're writing the time?
Writing all the time, yeah. I actually write a lot when I'm here. My buddy has a pretty isolated cabin that I go... Or not isolated cabin, it's his like barn wood shop. So I go stay up there a lot when I'm here, and I do a lot of my writing. A lot of my real intense writing there, and then the rest I do in Oakland.
Some peace and quiet.
Yeah, kind of like the... I just work better. My mind's kind of busy. So if I'm just completely isolated from everybody and just have to focus on writing, then I will do so.
Right, it's got to come out
not
somehow.
So much lyrics, but music. The bulk of the music gets written up there.
And you've been working on new projects since... Last couple of years.
Yeah, I play some bass in a band now. It's a band called Sweetwater Black, which is a lot of fun. And I'm doing a lot of different drumming out in San Francisco. And, working all the time, trying to stay busy and pay that hefty rent.
Right, that's how the West Coast is.
It is.
What about Faded Days?
Oh, man, Faded Days. I'm very excited about this record to come out. I just can't wait till it comes out. I've been working on it for 2 years.
That's still a Minnesota-based project.
It is. It's always. Actual Wolf is really myself as the writer-arranger, but it really comes down to Actual Wolf is myself and Steve Garrington and Jake Hansen and Jeremy Hansen. And we brought in some other people on this one. We brought in Al Church to do a bunch of stuff on this record. And but it's still very much, all my records are still Minnesota based. I make them all here. So I don't plan on doing anything different.
So you're going to come back for a CD release show or a vinyl release? Or
The digital release of the record is at Turf Club on June 8th.
Fantastic.
And we have Farewell Milwaukee opening for us. And Luke Hyken, who does the Drone Not Drones, and my old manager Flip, they're going to be DJing. And so it should be a good time. And then the vinyl release is going to be in the fall at some point. Hopefully early fall.
Well, fantastic. We'll look forward to that. What, that's like 1 month away.
It is. Well, that just occurred to me. It is only 1 month away. Well, I've got a lot of work to do before then.
Are you going to go back to California before that, or are you going to hang out?
Yeah, I have to go back to California and work. And then I come back here in a couple weeks to do the KXC Center Stage in Grand Rapids. I play the Rife. Me and the full band play the Rife Center. And it should be a good time. I haven't been back to Grand Rapids. Ooh, my hometown. I haven't been there since, man.
Well, that's a long time.
That long time. Long enough where I can't remember when I was back. I'm thinking it was August was the last time I was there.
Well, you're really close.
I know,
but
I can't
really
make it
busy.
Back this
yeah,
time.
Right. Well, should we hear another tune?
Let's.
I mean, new or old.
Speaking of hometowns, I'll play a brand new one. This song is written by my really good friend and musical confidant, Haley Bonner. Thank you.
I'm sorry, she's Haley McCallum now. I forgot. She changed her name to her mother's maiden name, just to clarify before I start this. All grown up, saving up for my exit. Let it burn in the rearview mirror. Oh, the folks I know will all go on their way to stay in the same. Further that I get, the deeper my regret. Hometown goes wherever you go. Hometown goes wherever you go. Hometown goes wherever you go. Such a beautiful ring of black fire. I can see it for miles and miles. Oh, when I come back, I'll be something big to somebody. Just imagine what they'll say. You see, I'm on my way. Hometown goes wherever. Hometown goes wherever you go. Hometown goes wherever you go.
Actual Wolf, live from Studio A, and Maya Jensen here with you. Well, that's a beautiful one.
Thanks. Yeah, it'll be the kickoff for the second side of my record, my new record, Faded Days. Haley was nice enough to let me cover that tune, so we did a... It's out on her new record as well, but we did a different version of it, so it should be pretty fun. I think people are gonna like it.
Does she join you on it, or
what?
Does she join in on?
No, she does not. She didn't have time. She was really busy when we recorded. I did this record with myself and an engineer named Brad Bivens, who lives in Minneapolis, who works with Hippocampus and Farewell Milwaukee, and used to live in Nashville. And I did it over a year, six sessions over a year. So it was kind of like whoever could make it to record, we did it. And Haley just couldn't make it. She was always on the road or had some other thing going on while it was happening. So, but we'll get her on the next one.
Right. I guess
the next one is very,
yeah,
is very me. I will say the next record that I am in the process of making is very me and Haley oriented. So.
Fantastic. Well, being on the road, that's a good thing.
It is. That means you're spending more money than you're making, but you're making enough to buy food.
Right. I just want to remind people, it's been 2 years ago this week here that you were celebrating the cassette release of Itasca.
Yes.
And what a ride it's been then since.
Itasca is great. I'm some very fond of my home county.
And then the Itasca B-sides.
Oh, yeah, I just released those, didn't I, this last year?
Yeah, there's some real gems on that album.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, my band had been trying to get me to release that forever. and after much pleading with between Steve and Jake and myself, I decided to just do it, just to get it out there before we, you know, cleared the slate for this new batch of new, you know, 2-3 records that I got written.
Well, there's some real jams on there, like the Wicked-Eyed. Reckless.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. See, that's why you can see why I didn't make the record. The title is unbelievable.
But then also not just and nobody told me that's a.
FBI Blues. That's a Duluth-oriented tune. And there's then a rumor going around for a while that I was in the FBI. I'm sure my friends at the Lakes Pier Gang and Drug Task Force would think that's pretty funny. Was the rumor, so I wrote that about that.
And then, but also, of course, you know, still that classic style, the lyrical, the range.
Oh, yeah. It's, I'm quite fond. You're from Cook, so. Yep.
It sticks with you.
Yeah, I'm quite fond of it up there. I like all the people up there. They're tough. And they stay out of your business. And that's a value. Until they need to be in your business. And that's always a good thing about the range.
Well, how's the party so far? It's homegrown.
Oh, man, I'm so tired. The party's going great. The party's going great.
Well, it's almost halfway. You've been playing every day.
Every day, yep. Every day. A couple times a day, usually.
Mm-hmm.
So today I play with Lazy Lightning 420. We did a 1981 Bear's Choice. Well, we stuck close to it, but we did a 1981 set of Grateful Dead tunes. And then tomorrow morning is me and Jason Wusso from Woodblind and Lee Martin from Feeding Leroy.
Oh, fantastic.
And we will be playing at Duluth Coffee in the morning, 10:30 to noon. And then
and you're doing that all week with somebody.
All week. Special guest every day.
Who's Friday, do you know?
Friday is King Jalar. Jake Larson and I are going to be playing instrumental reggae music. So it should be pretty fun.
Fantastic.
He's going to be doing his dub thing, and I'm going to be playing along with it. So it'll be an hour and a half worth of dub reggae, if you're feeling that, on Friday. And everybody should be feeling it by Friday.
I would think so. Yeah. Soup before soup.
Yeah, yep. Soup before soup's usually a good setup for the craziness. Oh yeah, I have that. And then I gotta go playing at Red Mug tomorrow afternoon too with Lee. We're gonna go over and play some country songs. So.
Well, I was just gonna ask, are you gonna play any country while you're in town? And you know.
Me and Steve might be playing some country, but I'll be playing a little bit.
How about Friday night? So Friday night is your official gig. You're at the Red Herring Lounge.
Official gig.
10:30.
Top secret.
Right after Portrait of a Drowned Man. And maybe a country tune that night.
There'll be a couple country tunes that night. Yeah, but some of the new album cuts and country tunes and then some favorite covers, a lot of Minnesota covers. It'll be good. It should be a good time. Top secret, though.
And, of course, you already played with the Tigalexi Band on Monday night.
Yep,
that was fantastic.
Yep.
Any favorites so far or no reason to pick?
No, I'm really looking forward to Lord Montague tonight at the Gopher. I saw them last year, and I really liked them. So I'm looking forward to seeing them quite a bit. And I'm looking forward to just being around the scene at Clyde Iron. But mainly I'm looking forward to taking a hot tub and sleeping.
Right.
In about 2 hours for a good solid 2 or 3 hours, because that needs to happen really bad. Yep.
Well, you don't want to miss Actual Wolf here playing in town all week, every day. Duluth Coffee Company down on Superior Street. That's a little morning showcase.
It was packed
this morning.
It's fun. It's a good showcase. We started it 3 or 4 years ago, and it's just kind of gotten. Now I'm really starting to kind of get the vibe together with like new special guests and playing a lot of different music and having new special guests every year, And yeah, we're just starting to cultivate a real good morning scene for homegrown, for folks who can't make it out for the night events because they have kids and whatnot.
Right. And then really mixing up the genres.
Very much so. Yeah. That's just more of a thing since I moved out to Oakland. I just really, I've started to play a bunch of different instruments with a bunch of different people. So I'm really into, and Duluth's always been about that, mm-hmm. which is great. It's one of the only places in the country that's all about that. And so, yeah, it's fun. I just decided this year to do a lot of different types of music to just kind of show off the talent that we have up here, which is real nice.
And good to be back behind the drums. You said you were drumming with a band.
I am drumming with the band, yes. I am drumming with a band. I'm actually doing a lot of sub... Oakland has a really big punk scene, so I'm actually doing a lot of punk drumming, which is a lot of fun. I haven't done that since I was in middle school, so it's a lot of fun. And then I'm playing with a band. I'll just spill the beans. The Dukes of Hubbard are reuniting with Lazy Lightning 420 on Saturday night, and we're playing a whole Grateful Dead set.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I had the name of it. It's like Lazy Dukes of Lightning 420.
I like it. I like what I mean, as long as we're, go for it.
Fantastic. Right. Saturday night.
What's my guitar tune, too? I was trying to figure out what I'm playing next.
Yeah, one more.
I was
more.
Tuning
Let's
while we were
more.
Talking,
yeah.
And I was trying to figure out what I'm playing.
Axwell Wolf, live from Studio A.
Let's play. Speaking of Itasca, I know I played this last year, but I really like this song. I don't normally say that about songs I write, but this one I really do enjoy. Should probably tune my guitar correctly. So I obviously come from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and this is no stranger to anyone who lives in northeastern Minnesota. We have, per capita, have a very large number of concealed carry permits. And I wrote this song about two friends of mine who got engaged. And for their engagement present, bought each other pistols. And then got each other registered for conceal and carry classes. Which, if anybody is familiar with northeastern Minnesota marriages, especially up on Itasca County, up there in Upper St. Louis County, they go real quick, and they're real fiery often. So one can only imagine what would happen if you and your wife had some pistols and got yourself into a good old-fashioned northeastern Minnesota argument. Give me your gun, give me a moment, I need to think out back for a while. The winter is icy, and the winter is lonely, and it'll never be over. Give me your gun. Give me your gun. Give me a lecture. Well, I need to learn over there on my own. Oh, this world is so lonesome. And this world is so ugly. And it'll never stop spinning. So give me your gun. Give me your gun. Oh, just give me a reason. Bury my treasons underneath of the pine. Oh, the water is raging, and our love is aged. Go on, make it easy. Give me your gun. Give me your gun, or just give me a reason. Bury my treasons underneath of the pine. Oh, the water is raging, and our love is aged. Go on, make it easy, and give me your gun. Walk away while it's easy, and give me your gun.
Actual Wolf, live from Studio A from Itasca.
Yes.
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 Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me very much. I really appreciate everything that you guys do here.
Well, you don't want to miss Actual Wolf playing Duluth Homegrown Music Festival all week at Duluth Coffee Company. Here you are, home on the range.
Yeah. Well, we ain't on the range. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's
much.
Right.
I wish I was, but we ain't there right now.
Friday night at the Red Herring at 10:30 is
yes.
Your act. Hey, do we have one more that we can play from you?
Yes, yes.
Tell
we
us
have
about
a brand new debut just for Homegrown. This is a song off my new record. It's called Be My Love. I'm very excited about it. It'll give you an idea of what the new record's going to sound like. It's I think everybody's going to dig it, or I at least hope everybody's going to dig it.
What's it called?
Be My Love.
Be My Love. Right,
yep.
right. Yep. This is Actual Wolf from his upcoming album here on 103.3 KUMD. And today's live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Cheyenne Vavrina, Keegan Burkhart, and Mariah Cristiano, and myself, Maya Jensen.